It's Nick, Jess and Ducker. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
It's been a fun week and Friday was no different.
No different at all.
I'm most proud of the Hit family today, I think.
Yeah?
After the Do You Don't You we had.
You would be.
I am so proud of them because I was nervous, but it came out well for me.
The question was, do you don't you pee in pools? And there is unfortunately a big black question mark over the conversation and the results because we can't trust producer Snooze stacking the calls.
We can't because she is a pool weir.
Yeah. Gilly, you're a stats man. What do you reckon? One in three people peeing in a pool?
Look,
one in three Aussies.
If I were to extrapolate the data from both the room and the calls, well, then what is there? There's four who said no, and there's five who said yes. Yeah. So it's 55% of the population.
There you go.
Pee in pools.
Pee in pools. Yeah.
There needs to be a deeper
I'm
dive.
Telling you, like, you might look at me in disgust, which is fine. I'm being honest about it. There's a lot. They walk among you. They walk in this very office. See Beck out there does digital? Probably a pool pair.
Do you reckon you can tell? You know what we should do? We should line up.
She said yes. She's doing it. Yep.
She can't hear me. Shaking her head violently.
We should line up. This could be like a new trend for the socials.
Yeah.
We line up six randoms.
Yeah.
Three are pool peers.
Yeah, that's good.
And you've got to identify
that's
them.
That's just based off looks, purely judging the cover. I
purely
like
purely judging the cover. Can you, like, if us three lined up and people who didn't know us looked at us, could you tell Ducko was the pool peer? Obviously
I think
not
so.
Because we asked.
I agree with you.
The question on socials and people thought it was me.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but that's based on their knowledge
I'm
of you.
I'm an anomaly. I am disgusting in many ways.
Your
burping
hygiene's
and weighing
horrible.
In pools is just foul.
Yeah. We're all a bit gross in different ways, but they really targeted you.
I got you, which is great. I mean, I love that.
Don't you think it's easier for a girl because we can just pull aside the bikini bottom and...
Why are you pulling aside?
You just pee through the fabric.
Of course.
You psycho.
If you go in the ocean because you admitted to that, are you pulling aside the fabric?
Are you popping
I don't
cheeks
pee
out?
On my swimmers.
Are you popping cheeks out and doing that?
Well, they're not cheeks. They're flaps.
So sorry. Are you popping?
I'm not shitting in the pool. My cheeks can stay covered.
Are you flapping Friday?
Is that this next week's one?
You know what a
wee
on you? You know how expensive swimmers are? I pay $110 for just the bottoms.
If I wear my budgies,
my
budgie smugglers, I'll wee through
You
those.
Wee through the fabric.
Well, think about when you wee in the ocean.
But isn't your doodle all scrunched in there? Like, don't you need to let it out?
But sometimes if it's cold, it feels good.
Couldn't it all be bent into itself? And then
it
you
is.
Just,
it's
yeah, but it can
very malleable.
And if it is cold, it's very much tucked in.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Do you, when you wee in the ocean, which you said you do, do you remove...
Pull to the side.
No, you don't.
I don't wee on my swimmers.
This is our next
That's
discussion.
Wild.
I don't wee on my swimmers.
Snooze, can you hear me? Damn it. I don't think she can.
Snooze, can you come in here quickly?
All right, we're getting Alex in.
We need another lady.
I need another lady because this is weird.
All right.
Okay, don't say anything to her.
Okay.
We need advice. When you wee in an ocean or a pool or whatever.
Or a pool, because
do you... move your togs to the side, let the flaps out to go, or do you just let it go through the togs?
No, through it. No, I don't move to the side.
Thank you. Jess, when she wees in the ocean...
That's so strange.
...removes her togs.
I tried to say, Snooze,
so her flaps
that
are free.
Our swimmers are so friggin' expensive. Like, how expensive are chicks but swimmers? they're friggin' separate prices, which shits me to no end. You got to buy the top and the bottom separately,
Oh, really?
I have paid upwards of $110 for bikini bottoms. So really
I've paid a lot more than that.
Yeah, exactly.
For bottoms,
but you'll piss on them. You should move them to the side.
But like, they take water and they take salt water, they take chlorine.
Not piss.
But a human pee is all right.
No, it's not.
I rinse them later.
You've been watching too much dodgeball.
Wow, we need to investigate this more.
This is a deep dive.
I think you're on your own.
I reckon
everyone wees through it.
Let's do an Am I Weird on this.
Yeah. When you wee. Suck it. Yes, we're getting into your territory.
So Monday you're away, Gilly. Yeah. Tuesday.
We'll do Tuesday.
Join us, Hit Family.
Am I Weird? We're going to discuss.
Wow, they're really expensive. I don't pee on expensive things. I pee on cheap
underwater.
Things.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think there's...
Happy to pee on like a cheeseburger.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's very thrifty.
When I get me Macca's nugs, wee on those.
No, I just... Yeah.
It's very easy. Like if it's not wee, it could be something else, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry to get all... And anatomy and fluidity, but you know.
Oh, I see, like discharge.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, there you go, the D word. Yeah. I hate that word.
Who doesn't?
So what are you saying? You pee.
Well, I'm just saying what's like
there's
something's
a lot of
going
stuff
on
there
anyway.
There's
right? stuff going on.
Yeah, so it's like it's going to be.
Yeah, but I can't control the D word. Yeah. I hate that word. I can't control that.
Discharge.
I can't control it. Shut up.
Wee through it.
But I can control the wee. And
rinse
I can.
It later, wee through. And also, how potent is your wee? Drink more.
Yeah, no, yours
drinks
be
a lot.
I drink so much water.
Is it clear your wee? No, because you take so many pills.
I am taking pills these days. All my vitamins from the natural.
very fluorescent.
It's fluoro, man.
No wonder it stains it.
Can you imagine if Snooze came over and she's like, oh, I don't have my swimmers, can I borrow some? And she picked out my fluoro stained bikini bottoms.
It would be stained. I'm wearing through my bodies all the time when I'm in the ocean.
Yeah, me too.
It doesn't stain them, it doesn't affect them.
And my DTs, no stain. Poo stain? Yeah. We say no.
Anyway, we'll pick this up.
We will.
This has been a wild chat.
And a great chat with Adam Elliott from the Knights. He said some very interesting things.
You can't segue from that to Adam. We're trying to schmooze this guy so he stays our friend.
He's not listening to the podcast.
Enjoy the show. It's the All Right Game. Oh, yeah. The Backstreet Boys at Sydney Olympic Park's Kudos Bank Arena this March. We have a double pass to give away right now.
We do, but there's one thing standing in your way. So the song, Everybody, we're going to do the bit where it goes back, streets back, all right. But the all right is at a different time to what it would normally be. If you can say all right at the same time, sing it with some gusto.
Yes.
Tickets are yours.
Rachel.
Rachel and Rutherford, good morning. Hello. Now, I want to test this out because we had some gremlins in the system yesterday. Mm. So Rachel, I need you to tell me if you can hear this, okay?
How do you respond to deep, hard balls?
Could you hear that, Rachel?
Woo, absolutely.
All right, she's ready to go.
And how do you respond to that?
All right.
Question for another day, Ducker.
Very good. Rachel, we played Funny Buggers with the song. You got to sing gusto with gusto, the all right part. Are you ready to go?
Ready.
Let's do it. Rachel.
Well, I love the gusto, Rachel.
We love it. We are going to play again later in the show.
Yes.
There's another double to give away. But Reese is in Tyers Hill. Good morning, Reese.
Good morning.
Reese, you ready to go?
Let's have a crack.
Mm-hmm. Back streets back.
All right.
Sorry, Reese.
The anticipation. 13-10-60 if you want to play. We go to Merriweather. We go to Eden. Hello, Eden.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's the
excellent
way.
All right, you know how the game works, Eden?
Sure do.
Let's do it.
All right.
Wow.
Yes.
Got it, Eden.
Third time's the charm. Eden, congratulations. Eden. Which is your favourite Backstreet Boy? Tell me you're a Brian fan.
AJ.
Oh, do you know what? I rang up for a friend who's a mad Backstreet Boys fan.
What a legend you are.
Yeah.
So I can't speak for her, but I'm sure she's madly in love with one of them still these days.
Eden, you are an amazing friend.
Well, that
I hope
is very
that
good.
Your friend's listening.
And you know, you could tell your friend you bought these tickets.
Yeah.
For all we care, you know?
Yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Enjoy them, Eden.
Thanks so much, guys.
We do play again at 7:30 as well. Plus, we're drawing the Ed Sheeran tickets today. Jeez, it's all happening.
Right, strap in.
Strap yourselves in.
Maybe there's someone irking you in your life, but you're in an arena where swear words aren't necessarily allowed.
Like The Office.
Like The Office.
Yeah. Yep, perfect. The classroom.
Yeah, the classroom.
Doctor surgery, you know? The waiting room.
Yeah, you know, they often have those signs at waiting rooms now, and it says, you know, aggressive language will not be tolerated.
Yes.
Swears can be considered aggressive. Mm-hmm. They can be considered passionate too.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get kicked out.
Yeah. Well, the handle UberFacts on Twitter has asked the question, what is an insult that doesn't use any swear words? Please share.
Okay.
And people have gone wild with it. So producer Snooze has compiled a list here. Thought we could just go around the room and start insulting each other with suggestions from people on this thread.
I love it. Can you really insult someone without swearing?
Does it
have the same, you know, bravado, gusto?
I love the ones that take you a beat because it makes the person who's been insulted look even sillier.
Ah, very good.
They're even. Like, hold on.
On the drive home, it finally hits them what it means.
It lands.
It lands.
Like this one. I love this one. As an outsider, what's your opinion on intelligence?
Oh, got you good.
I like that one. Yeah. Yeah, what about this one? You've pissed me off, Gilly.
Yeah.
You're like a Saturday morning. No class.
Oh, zinger.
I can take that as a compliment. Saturday morning. Thank you so much.
All right, this one. If you were the trophy at the end of the race, I would walk backwards.
I wouldn't cross that line.
Not coming for you. Not coming for you.
All right, what about this one? This is, I think this has something to do with your ugliness. You look like you ran a 100-yard dash in a 90-yard gym.
Oh, like you ran into the wall.
Oh,
very good.
I see.
That was a finger. It took me a sec.
Me too. I was like,
don't bring up the gym. It's already disconcerting enough.
You were driving home.
Yeah. All right. What about this one? You haven't got a birth certificate. You've got an apology note from Durex. Condom broke. Yeah. Shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have broke.
Shouldn't have broke.
You were that 1%. What about this one? You're so ugly, you couldn't even arouse suspicion.
Oh, that one took right me a beat, but I like that one.
Right in the field, yeah. If you can crowbar arouse into an insult, that's nice. It's a great word.
I'll finish off with these two quickly.
Take it away, mate.
You're impossible to underestimate. quite like.
Yeah.
I won't engage in a battle of wits with an unarmed person.
Brilliant.
Because
that would take them a while to go, what do you mean? I don't have a knife. I don't have a gun. My wits.
Oh, no wits.
It's my wits you're talking about.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
They're already home by the time you've realised that. You're just talking to a wall.
The colour one, you'd be driving home like, I get it now.
Yeah.
people talking about what's trending. What's trending now.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Exactly. One neighbourly gentleman by the name of Stephen up in Brisbane.
Yes.
He has been called Neighbour of the Week. He's getting a gold star. He's
only of the week, not the year, not the month.
Do you know what? You tell me, Ducko, because he has saved his neighbour's car from being carjacked, stolen in the depths of the night.
Good.
Some security footage from the neighbour's house is watching these two thugs walk up to the car, start trying to jimmy doors open, start fiddling with stuff, yeah? From across the road, Stephen is the cross the road neighbour of this house,
yeah.
And is awake in the depths of the night and has heard the commotion, has opened his windows and yelled out in his megaphone-like voice, screamed at these would-be car thieves to scare them away. And the security camera caught it all. His neighbour's name is Dave. He's like, Dave!
Dave!
And those little dropouts, they've edited the audio there. Yeah. He's yelling at Dave!
What
they're
a
trying
voice.
To steal your car!
Wow.
Megaphone-like voice. People are calling for his voice to be used as the car alarm. So maybe, you know, your Toyotas and your Fords will start being installed with Stephen's voice.
Dave!
Dave! Someone's trying to steal your car. Over 200,000 views on the Channel 10 News TikTok there. So well done to the Neighbour of the Week.
Very good.
Stephen.
I think that deserves at least Neighbour of the Month.
Neighbour of the Month.
Neighbour of the Month. Trending right now. Hey, staying up in Queensland, this story is bonkers in Cairns, in the Rain Tree Tavern in Cairns. Not an establishment I'm familiar with, but I'm sure it's classy. some CCTV footage has come out. I'm going to read verbatim what this article says, okay? So you can see a woman who looks like she's struggling, right? She was first seen entering the pub's dining area in a hurry, wearing a black and white t-shirt and grey pants. The mum then pulled her pants down and bent over next to an Iron Jack beer sign. Very important information. I wonder if there was special on the Iron Jack. But remained standing as the security guard came to assist her. Then an infant was seen dropping from the woman's body. Yes, dropping, as the guard lunged forward to try and catch the child, but the pup appeared to land on the carpeted floor. The guard then bent down to pick up the youngster. The woman looked relieved, and you could see the umbilical cord in the footage with the guard holding the child. She just given the birth. The baby fell out of her, quite literally.
Is it called giving birth when it just falls out?
I don't know. That. How can it be that easy?
I don't know.
And what do you do there? Like, you know, you probably want to cut the umbilical cord, but you want to use something sterile.
We'll get the steak knives.
Get the steak knives, but maybe like...
You're surrounded by alcohol, I guess.
Yeah.
At a pub, there'll be some sterilizing.
Chuck some gin on there.
Yeah. You can pour some. Yeah,
please
pour something on that.
Tell me she's called the child Iron Jack.
Ah.
Please tell me.
That's not bad. At least Jack.
At least Jack. Middle name Iron.
Yeah. The pub's not commented anything. We don't know any updates on her, on the baby. I don't know.
Oh.
But there is all footage of this. There is CCTV footage of this happening.
What? Imagine
this
that security guard. You're going to work in the Rain Tree. Security guards, you know, they got a tough gig.
Yeah.
People get alcohol into them, you know, can be a bit silly.
Yeah.
That is not what was on his bingo card for that day's shift.
But also, how good, because he can add that to his resume. Midwife. Bang. You know what I mean?
That's great under pressure.
Exactly. I caught a baby once. Come again.
We asked for people to call in for what's fallen out of you.
Yeah. No one did.
No one's to play.
Sorry, about mate, didn't turn your mic off.
But I was doing some gear, and I was just like, no one's laughing.
He just kept going. The mic, he can't hear himself, but he's just
soldier
talking.
On.
Sorry, you're on. You're live.
Oh, thank you. Because I want to talk about my holiday curse. So we spoke about this.
Oh, yes, cursed boy.
Yeah, we spoke about this last year. When 9 out of the last 10 holidays that I'd had were either cancelled or ruined by something. So we had 2 flooded holidays. We had 2 holidays that were upset by surgery that were either cancelled, postponed or ruined.
Mm-hmm. COVID got you a few times.
We had 2 cancellations from COVID. We didn't get COVID. It was just like the lockdown happened the day before or the day after or whatever. Anyway, 9 out
of
10 holidays.
It all stems back to the honeymoon.
It all stems back to the honeymoon where Georgette was so ill from morning sickness / pregnancy sickness that I had to go on my own.
Yeah.
And you've been paying for it ever since.
You're cursed.
Well, I thought, you know, I thought it was a family curse, right? It was always just myself and Georgette, or once we had the kids, it was with the kids. But 2 days ago, we decided that we were going to do a boys' trip this year, me and my good mates who live all around the world. We thought that we would choose a place where if you triangulate the distance between LA where one lives, the UK where another lives in London, and then Darwin where another lives and where I live in Newcastle, then we would go to Taiwan.
That's where you landed
on
Taiwan.
That's the boys' trip. That's an interesting boys' trip location.
Center, isn't it? That,
well, it's the center of all of those points.
It's not left of center. It is the center.
It's not. It's, you know, it's not your Bali lads trip. You know what I mean?
No, not even Hawaii, Fiji. It's not tropical. I know nothing about Taiwan. What does one do in Taiwan on a boys' trip?
Well, we thought it would be a bit of a culture shock. We thought we would discover that as we went.
Very good. Check out some temples.
Yes, we don't know a lot about Taiwan, but we thought it would be interesting.
What to do in Taiwan for the boys? You want to make sure like drinking in public's not illegal there, or being intoxicated's not illegal.
Knowing Gilly, public nudity. Yeah. It best be across the law, you know?
Well, the one thing I do know about Taiwan, which kind of puts out all that sort of stuff, is that China doesn't like Taiwan. Because they don't have the rule over Taiwan, whereas they want it because it's kind of westernized.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yes, right.
Okay, here's the thing, though. We booked our tickets 2 days ago, 6 hours after booking the tickets. We've been talking about this boys' trip for 6 months.
Yeah.
6 hours after booking the tickets. Can I read you the 3 of my favorite news articles that came out?
Okay.
Chinese vessel provokes Taiwan by crossing maritime border with ships. There's number one. Mm. Number two, US bolster military presence over Taiwan fears. Oh. Number three, Xi Jinping vows to take control of Taiwan by force if necessary.
Oh, God.
Does he have a time frame?
Yeah, because if it's a couple weeks after the boys' trip, you should be right.
That's terrifying. You can't go. Surely TripAdvisor, what's the government body that starts red flagging countries?
Oh, yeah, you can check out
the Smart Traveller.
Yeah, Smart Traveller.
Where are you at with Smart Traveller on Taiwan?
I haven't checked the rating
yet. It's probably in the red.
You're not going to get insurance.
Yeah, did you get travel insurance?
So we did get travel insurance.
Oh, good.
And 3 of the 4 of us, I'm the only one who's not, has a legal background. So they've been looking through the insurance and stuff, highlighting a few points. This was my favourite one, though. So you can't claim your medical insurance if you die by nuclear or biological weapons invasions.
Okay.
However.
Wait. Is that in the fine print?
That's in the fine
print. Of insurance policies.
Of the insurance policy that we've all got.
Okay.
What?
However.
Yep.
Reading between the lines, if we die at the hand of conventional weapons because of an invasion.
Okay.
Like a gun.
Yeah, like a classic gunshot.
Or a bomb or something.
Yeah.
We get our payout,
hey,
baby.
That's all right.
And when you say you get your payout, you're dead.
Yeah.
So like your family.
My wife and family get the payout.
And maybe some of us, I presume.
I assume you're wearing his will.
Yeah.
But still, Xi Jinping's not starting with biological or nuclear weapons, right?
No, that's last. I think by the time you're out of there, that's fine.
Yeah, they're just doing normal bombs, right?
Yeah.
But can you imagine Harry and Otis, because this will be dragged through the court system for decades, because it'd be very controversial. They have to prove how he died.
Yeah.
Like, your body will obviously be gone.
Yeah.
And they have to know it was a gun, not the biological weapon. That's just going to be decades of research and anguish.
Hopefully it's obvious that it's just a conventional bomb or weapon.
Just make sure you're TikToking live streaming the whole time.
And we'll cross you if there is a war over there. We'll definitely utilize it.
Can you imagine having a man on the ground?
Oh, it'd be great.
And it's Nick Gill.
Could you imagine Gilly rocking up in his little floral shirt he's wearing today? He's got his shorts on. He's got
his
briefcase. I'm going on a boys trip, honey.
His safety. What's the money belt that you attach to your torso?
Money belt. His Velcro belt.
Oh, my God.
I'm here for a good time. They're just in a bunker the whole time.
We'd have a man on the ground in Taiwan.
For the start of the war, potentially.
It's all very grim.
So are you going? When did you book for?
We're going in April.
Okay, so you're going?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to lose the money for the flights.
Nah, fair enough, mate. It's worth it.
They're expensive at the moment.
Oh, my God.
But right now, very excited to chat to our next guest. You know, from the Knights preseason camp, he's engaged now to the NRLW captain, Millie Ball, from our Knights team. It's the one and only Adam Elliott. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, Adam, no, thank you for your time. How are you finding the transition to Newey? How's it going? Are you in love with our fair city yet?
Yeah, I definitely am. Good. It wasn't long until I fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to be coming up and visiting Mill while she was playing in the NRLW back in the last year. So got to sort of find my way around a little bit then, and then obviously sign myself and come up over the off season. And yeah, we've just been loving going to the beach and you know, checking out all the new for us anyway, restaurants and cafes and going on little date nights and stuff. So it's
love it.
Yeah, perfect for us. We love Newey.
And be honest, Adam, does it make you go, geez, Canberra was a shithole?
I always say to people, I absolutely love the people down in Canberra. I'll just leave it at that.
Excellent.
That's so diplomatic. And what phase of pre-season are you in? Like, I know we're a fair way through. Are you at the hating it every day stage? Are you in the concede a lot at the end of the tunnel, or the tapering and actually looking forward to playing some footy phase?
Yeah, look, I don't really ever get the hate it every day phase. I think there's a few footballers that got a few screws loose, and I definitely fall into that basket. So I love rocking up every day and getting flogged and doing it with the boys. But we're at the time now where it's sort of game modification phase. So we're getting ready for our trial games and whatnot. And that's if they go ahead. Let's hope they do and we don't go on strike. But we'll see how that all pans out. But, yeah, we're looking forward to lightening the load a little bit now and throwing the footy around a bit more, leading into sort of late February, and then the comp, you know, it starts a bit earlier this year. We're on the 3rd of March over in New Zealand.
Before we get to the CBA Rugby League Players Association dilemma, we'll get to that. But first, just in our own backyard, because we do have Jacko Hastings now, KP's moved to the halves, some new people like yourself. How's that looking? How's KP been playing the halves? I know he's been injured. How's the team been training? Is there a bit more of a, I suppose you weren't there last season, but it wasn't a great season for the team. So is there a bit more of a positive buzz around now?
Yeah, there definitely is. Like, I've been part of teams that have gone well and teams that haven't gone well. And I think the biggest trap that you can fall into is this time of year, and I'm a bit older now, so I can sort of sit back and say back in my day, but we used to sit there and go far out. This has got to be the best preseason we've ever had. Everyone's so fit. We're throwing our shapes are better than ever. We're throwing the ball around better than ever. Sorry, there's a mower just coming past me now.
You're right. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, Adam, how's the cohesion? Good yeah, cohesion.
It is really good.
So. Good, good. I'm just concerned about cohesion.
You spoke about KP and Jacko Hastings. So it's a really good balance there. Like, KP's the cool, laid back, sort of almost doesn't really know what rugby league is. He's that cool character. And then Jacko Hastings is just like your full-blown footy nerd that doesn't just watch every game. Like, he lives across the road from me now, and he watches every training session before he has dinner every night. He'll be sending me clips of like, hey, look at this. What do you reckon about this? Blah, blah. I'll pick him up. We go to the sunrise every morning, me, him and Bradman Best. I'll pick him up. It's quarter to six in the morning. He hops in my car and he starts talking footy to me, and I'm like, just give me a minute till that.
let me warm up.
Let me get one coffee into me, and then I'll.
And you know, it is a good balance, and the cohesion's real good. Jacko's got plenty.
Great.
Of so
and, and Brian McDermott, one of the new assistants, I heard him on a podcast talking about he's got the what in mind of what you need to do this year, but he says people won't do it for you unless we give them a why. Has he been talking about why you're doing all the training you're doing? Why you're doing all the plays that you're doing? Is that something that's changed?
Yeah. Mac is, he spent a lot of time in the Marines over in England, and then he coached played at a very successful level and coached at a very successful level. So he's just got so much knowledge. And one of the biggest things that he's pushed is that why. And he believes that doesn't matter how good of a coach you are or you think you are. And I know he's a very humble man, but unless you can give your players the why that you're doing, why your defensive structure is the way that it is, why we're training so bloody hard to get our legs faster and, you know, all that sort of stuff, we're never going to buy into it. And I think that was sort of, it was probably a little bit clunky at the start when he first got here, because I know I haven't had a coach put something across like that. Usually it's just, here it is, this is what you got to do. But he really wanted us to buy into it before we started training.
Nice.
And I think it's been a great way to get the message across. And we've seen improvements, you know, particularly over the last month. So I've fully bought into what Mac is talking about there with the why.
And let's get to the Rugby League Players Association, potentially all the players striking. I spoke about it on this show. We chatted about the collective bargaining agreement, the CBA that you guys want with the NRL and how they're not sort of meeting your terms and there's not communication and support. Can you talk to us about where you are now, what you're doing and how it's all sort of shaping up?
Yeah, so originally this was a Leaders in League conference that had been planned sort of months ago in hope that the CBA was all done and dusted. Obviously, we're at a pretty tricky point now, so it'll still be a Leaders in League conference, but it's all the Rugby League RLPA delegates from each club have been invited. So that's usually four representatives from each club. And we're here today, I guess, to talk about if we don't get the results in the next sort of 24 to 48 hours in the boardroom between, you know, our president, Clint Newton and Andrew Abdo and Peter Vlandis, then, you know, we're going to be speaking about different action that we're going to take. And, you know, as you've all probably seen over social media and the wider media, we're a really united playing group at the moment. It's probably the most united and together I've ever seen a group. And If it gets to the point where we've got to do something extreme, I'm really confident that all the players are going to buy into it and be working together for that common goal.
Is the most likely action to strike for round one?
I'd like to hope not. I really would. Like we're rugby league players. We want to play footy. We've been stinging since November to get out on the field and you know run over each other and whatnot. But yeah. If it comes to, you know, we're talking about something that's the next 5 years in particular, and, you know, I know I'm very heavily invested in it with Millie, but the women's CBA, it's a joke at the moment. The fact that the girls can't be paid for more than 4 months a year because, you know, they only get those tiny contracts over the course of their season. They don't get health insurance other than the times that they're actually playing. So they pay for their own private health, even though they could be training and playing rugby league. You know, they only get covered for the weeks that they're actually playing. There's no pregnancy policy. There's a lot of things that's just like, we want to talk about equality and trying to bring others up and make the game better and brighter for the future. Those girls do such an amazing job in the community and they're such great role models. Like, we need to do something now to get them on the same level as us and or closer to the same level as us. And we're not going to sit by and compromise those things.
Oh, yeah. Sensational. Well said. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, keep us updated with it. Good luck with the meeting today, mate. It was great to have you on. Your debut on our show. I think you did well.
Fantastic.
It was a good debut, mate. I think you did well.
Thanks, thanks for having me on, guys. I'm looking forward to plenty of chats coming up.
Yes. Absolutely. Get you in next time, we'll get you, in you the and
studio.
Bill.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Cheers, Adam. Thanks, mate. You've been following us for a little bit now. You'll know that Jess and I have both been planning different buxes.
That's right. Ducko, you're a groomsman for a good mate.
Yep.
You've been panning a bux. That's happening down in Sydney this weekend.
Yep.
And I am the, which is a newly adopted title, which I worked out last night. I've been trying to work out what to call myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm best man. Yeah. And we've landed on mate of honour.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a bit of fun. Good. A couple of the boys have flown in from Melbourne already. So we had a wedding the whistle dinner last night.
Boys dinner.
A boys dinner down at the pub.
Yeah. I thought best she man would have been good, but mate of honour is much better.
Don't you? Yeah, best she man. That's a bit on the nose. Yeah. Mate of honour is what we've landed on.
Mate of honour, yeah.
I've been planning the bucks. That's happening this weekend down at the Hawkesbury River, about 2.5 hours south and inwards.
And we've been giving you some sort of tips and I've been helping you with like what to expect from buxes. Like the boys are slack. They are a group of guys is the dumbest thing you'll come across.
You have been instrumental and I cannot thank you enough for all your guidance.
Yes.
I took some of it on board and I ignored some of
it.
Okay. Because at the end of the day, who's the party for? The buck.
Yeah.
And in the same regard, the party you've planned for your mate and the party I plan for my mate. I think we've worked out though, our mates, the two grooms getting married, very different people.
Very different.
Which and have also, resulted in very different parties.
My party for the buck means give him everything he doesn't want and really
ignore.
Destroy him.
Oh, yeah. Whereas mine is, I've never been a bridesmaid. I've never been involved in planning anything, a hens or a bucks, obviously. So I've been very, whatever he wants, he gets. But he is, he's a different sort of guy.
Yes.
So it's been interesting to see your sort of phone calls and emails and searches versus mine.
Yeah.
So the big thing for me, boys, was how many paddle pops can I fit in the eskies that we have to take down because...
How many paddle pops?
Yeah, because it's going to be a warm weekend, Gilly, and we're by the river and I thought it might be nice for Du Bois to have a paddle pop.
Now, as you hear that sentence come out of your mouth,
because when you have a beer,
how do you feel about the purchase of the paddle
pop? When you're having a stubby, you want stubby and paddle pops?
Yeah.
So,
Rainbow?
Again, I want
cream on, brothers.
That's going to be the hashtag for the weekend. I am, again, Gilly, I'm going to reiterate to you, had a dinner last night with the buck.
Yeah.
I mentioned the paddle pops. You should have seen his eyes light up.
Yeah.
I know my friend. Hence
very
why
good.
I'm the mate.
It'll be all the other boys who are hating life on that.
What are you got? Are you going with cyclones? The toucan?
No.
Have you got drumsticks?
We've got paintball in the morning.
Oh,
we're playing paintball in the morning. Yeah. Not supplying
any supplies. Eat paint.
And I had a mate text me yesterday, legitimately a friend I've known for years, who goes, is it okay if I wear Birkenstocks and paintball? And
who
I was
are
like,
you dealing with?
I was like, think about it, chief. Like, we're playing paintball. You're going to have open feet.
All right. One of the questions I've had from the boys is, will there be a coffee machine at the at the place?
Are you joking?
So I've hired this sick place out on the Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's a coffee machine. There's not like a walkthrough tour, so I'm bringing a coffee machine.
You're bringing a coffee machine.
Yeah, God. Angus, my husband has like the pod, you know, the little Nescafe pod ones.
Yeah.
So we cleared all our pods out. We've put them in a bucket, and we're bringing a coffee machine for Du Bois who might want a little espresso off a morning.
I just told the boys to bring bad clothes for paintball, good clothes for the lunch that we're doing next, which is a 4-hour lunch, and then a great attitude.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. The great attitude's important. See, yeah. I've packed for myself a high-vis vest and a clipboard because I have many activities planned, and there's only
What did I tell you? Activities on buses don't work.
Ducko, how strict is the schedule?
It's pretty strict. It's not minute by minute, Gilly, but it is half-hour increments because they want to go from the sumo suit wrestling to the boat wakeboarding sessions with the instructor to then we've got to get the barbecue cooking with the burgers that I've got for lunch.
Uh-huh. They're working on
that
bus over
there. They are working, absolutely.
Because we go paintball straight into a 4-hour food and drinks lunch.
Oh, 4 hours. That's four.
At a nice pub.
You're going to run out of time for activities there.
No, there'll be no activities. They'll just be drinking and talking.
Oh, okay. Do you want? I bought a packet of whistles. You don't want one of the whistles, so just keep them all on task.
Only if they're penis whistles. And then from there, we go back to a nice hired house that has like leopard print couches and whatnot. It's very bizarre.
Okay. Sensational.
What is the house normally used for?
I don't know. I think parties because it's got
a film set for us.
Yes. Well, we go back for entertainment.
Oh, for entertainment.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You've got that too, I presume.
Your version of entertainment and my version of entertainment is a little bit different.
What are you going to be doing?
We're playing the game that is very fun on Hens. I've seen it. In fact, I played it at my bridal shower. Yeah. You know, where you interview the partner and you get their answers on record and then you have it on the TV and then you ask the buck the same question. And if they get it wrong, they get in trouble. But if they get it right, everyone else gets
They
in
tried
trouble.
To do that on my bucks. One of the grooms tried to do it because he picked it off and it just went down like a lead balloon with all the boys.
So
like,
they'd interviewed Morgan and got
what's
Ducko's
favourite food? This is lame. Let's just keep drinking.
Oh, no. It's a 12-minute video. There's 45 questions. You don't think that's going to...
No.
It's two nights we're there. I've got to fill the boys' time. What, otherwise, they're just going to be sitting around drinking, Gilly.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. I know some of the boys on your bucks, and I think they're going to start messaging me asking if they can come to mine.
Well, tell your Birkenstocks friends he can come to mine.
Essential ABCs. Hit 106.9's 10K Alphabucks. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to say your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. And if you're unsure of the question, say pass. We will come back, of course, if there's time. Stepping up today from Arcadia Vale, we've got Kylie. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, Kylie, we are top of the world. Producer Snooze tells us that you're a mum of six.
I am indeed.
Whoa. We assume 10 grand will go towards the children, feeding them and such.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a food bill.
Yeah,
it's a weekly shop probably.
Six of them running
I might
around.
Be able to take them out for dinner.
Oh, jeez. You're lucky.
Lovely. If we moved away from the kids though, Kylie, what would you like to spend the money on?
I'd like to go to Finland.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, okay. You'd leave the kids at home for that, though, surely.
100%.
Yeah. Yes.
And you might bring the favourite child or something like that. Apart from that, the others.
No.
The other five. No one.
No, she's flying solo, baby. I love it. Well, Kylie, one thing stands between you and a... I don't know if you can do... direct to Helsinki. You might have to stop in Dubai or one of those. Yeah, it might be a bit of a too long of a flight. But it's the letter M. M for...
Mama, bring it on.
M for mum.
That's it.
Kylie's ready to go. Let's do it, Kyles. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter M, we need you to name a fruit.
Mandarin.
A sea creature.
Pass.
An Australian Prime Minister.
Malcolm Turnbull.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A band.
Metallica.
A perfume brand.
Pass.
An adjective.
Magical.
An iPhone app.
Music.
Kylie, sorry to say you got four, but you do.
If you
want to feed everyone, Kylie, you got $100 to spend at Butchery on Bronco, ooh, Newcastle's gluten-free accredited online butcher, okay?
Sausage sandwiches with you.
Ah, yes. Love sausage sandwich.
The best.
All right, let's take you through the passes. A sea creature, a monkfish, a manatee, a manta ray, a cocktail, the Mai Tai, the Manhattan Mimosa, Margarita Martini, Mojito, perfume brand Marc Jacobs, Mariah Carey, Moschino, and an iPhone app, yeah, Messenger, menu log, music, of course. You got it, just not in time.
Oh, well.
Unlucky.
A great effort, Kylie. Thanks for bringing the vibe.
Yeah. Plenty of sausage sangers coming your way, Kylie.
Thanks.
Do you add tomato sauce to those?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And onion. We can afford onion.
Flatten it out, or do you just go straight into a single piece of bread?
Straight into the single piece.
Yeah.
Kylie.
Yeah.
No fuss, no muss.
I like that with Kylie. She's always been like that in my eyes.
Yes.
Thanks for playing, Kylie. Good to chat.
These are some situations where we need to ask, don't ya? Or do ya?
That's right, 131060. Give us a buzz because you won't be asked a simpler question. It's simply do you, don't you? Rules of engagement we must go for.
Oh, no.
You've got to do this forever.
Whatever we decide.
I like that.
Call of Fame still up for grabs. A double pass to Ed Sheeran.
So we put on Instagram last night, do you, don't you? Pee in pools.
See, don't you pee in the pool?
131060, we'd love your do yous or don't yous. But
come
the
on,
caption
people.
The caption that was written is 10 points if you can guess who in the team admitted to peeing in pools off air this week, because we'll revisit it on the show and then get the Hit family to be jury.
Yeah.
Very upsetting, Gilly. Yeah. Very upsetting.
What do you think so?
I think
Gilly didn't get one.
Oh, yeah. Very upsetting Hit family because there's a number of comments.
Have you been peeing in pools again, Jess?
Ducko. A number of comments with no explanation. Jess. It's got to be Jess.
The people know.
Jess. A couple. Ducko and Snooze.
Well, that was a funny one.
Ducko crying laughing.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, a few more Jesses, which just really, really upset me.
Do you know what's great about this?
What?
Not for me. I mean, not for you. Is that there will be plenty of those people who commented, you're not the peer in the pool. But they won't be hearing this.
They'll just be saying that.
They won't be hearing the correction.
I'm going to have to go on record. Ducko.
Yes. It is I.
Thank you.
131060, do don't you win the pool? And I want my troops around me here because this is one of those Alex, our producer Snooze, goes, oh, yeah, of course I do too. And I was like, great. And then you two looked at me in disgust. And I was like, oh, no, it's pee in the bath all over again.
You've got to always red flag it when the only one who supports you, no offense, is Snooze.
I know.
Pardon you.
Okay, so this is what
happened. I think she supported you about peeing in the bath too, didn't she?
Yes, she did, yeah.
And how did that one work?
I've acknowledged that's gross now and I don't do it anymore. My wife was not happy with me. Okay, so this is what happened. I wasn't going to bring this as content for on radio. I was talking to you guys about it off air.
It was off air.
It was after I had people over for the weekend when there was some radio station playing some countdown. Never heard of them. we had people over and they were talking about pools and were saying, oh, we don't have a pool here. I wish we did. We could all get it. And then someone joked like, yeah, at least you'd never need to get up to go to the toilet or whatever. And then he's like, yeah, but I'd never pee in a pool. I'm not going to say their names because I don't know I'm talking about this, even though I'd love to drag them down with me. And then his partner was next to me and she goes, I wee in the pool. And he goes, what? And I go, who doesn't wee in a pool? Like, it's a pool. Oh, you've got it like...
So it was all accidental admissions,
basically.
Yeah,
and then he goes, what? And then he's like, you two are sickos, you big pool weirs. It's like, when you went to Jess's house and we're all in the pool together, did you wee in it? And I was like, well, I can't specifically remember, but I'd say so.
Oh, my God. Because that's where, when you shared this story, my mind went straight to, we've had a pool party together.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Yeah.
And you were there.
Yeah.
And I was next to you guys.
And Ducko's Willy was there.
Yeah.
It's always there.
It was unleashed. Which is just terrifying. to think of, we've been in your wee.
Well, it's a pool. Everyone does it.
No, it's not.
I then told my wife this story, and she's like, that's disgusting. Do not say that on the radio. And I was like, oh, my God, is this one of those me and snooze moments again where I'm out of touch? I thought everyone weed in pools.
Well, give us
13,
a buzz.
13, 10, 60.
Give us a buzz, 13, 10, 60. Do you weed in a pool? I'm a big don'tcha, but because I think mentally, genuinely, even though I know it's not true, the dye thing, like if you wear in a pool, the dye will look around you.
Yeah. Usually public pools, you think even in your friend's pool.
Friends' pools, they'll have the dye. They'll have bought the dye somehow. So that's still in my head. Like, but I have done the research, which helps you, I think.
Okay,
Doctor.
Good.
Because the amount of wee in a pool as a percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so as far as like being contaminated by Ducko's wee is 0.00079% of the liquid in the pool.
See?
Gilly, I'm not concerned about contamination.
Mm-hmm.
The idea, the sheer idea that I'm in a pool of his wee-wee, it just does not sit well.
Mate, I'm the most hydrated man alive. You'd be sweet. It's just clear. But also, some pools are chlorinated. That's chlorine. Yes, I get their saltwater pools now, but there's a creepy crawly cruising around there cleaning that thing.
Oh, my God.
Unless you've got a chunk of
come on, man. It's all
and
good.
And you just made me. I really enjoy being in a pool. It's fun, particularly on a warm day with a bunch of mates. But you've ruined all pool sessions in my memory bank.
Two types of people in this world. People who pee in the pool, people who lie about it.
Shut up. I've never peed in a pool.
13, 10, 60, hit fam. We need you.
Goodness.
You decide. Please, God, do not make me feel outnumbered here.
13, 10, 60, do you, don't you? Pee in pools.
We do have tickets to the girls' night at Magic Mike's Last Dance. I tell you what, you come on and you vouch with me in the pee. I'll give you tickets to Magic Mike. 13, 10, 60.
Mick is in Newcastle. Mickey. Hi, Mick.
G'day, guys. How we going?
Excellent. Strikes. Do you, don't you, pee in pools, babe?
Come on, Mick.
Massive, don't you, guys?
Thank you.
God, come on.
It's disgusting.
We needn't ask, but why, Mick?
I'll explain why. Like, imagine you've got a group of mates over, the pool's full of people, and one of the fellas, Ducko, decides to get up and stand on the edge of the pool and piss from the edge of the pool into the pool.
Well, that's a bit. I mean, come on, Mick.
It's
the same result, but no one's. I'm not physically doing
it. You're so right, Mick.
Like that. Come on. That's a bit hard.
Love that. Well painted, Mick.
Yeah,
that
was, very good.
Brody's in Beresfield. Please back me up, Brody. Do you, don't you, pee in the pool?
100% do you.
Thank you, Brody. Yeah.
Why, you pig?
It's convenient and I'm lazy.
Yeah, see? And if you're drinking as well, if you're with friends, you got alcohol, it's running through you.
Do you tell your friends, hey, guys, swim away a bit. I'm going to go wee-wee.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no way.
See, if you're not announcing it, there's something shameful, isn't there?
me and Brody like our own soup.
Thank
it would
you,
have been.
Bro.
All right. Lou in Aberglasson, do you, don't you, pee in pools?
I'm an absolutely don't you.
Thank
that
you,
is
Lou.
Foul.
Come off it, Lou. It's a big pool.
Direct it
Coronated.
To Ducko, Lou. Direct it to Ducko.
Absolutely foul. There are toilets at the pool.
You're not.
There
living.
Are not toilets at the beach. The beach is a different story.
You're not living unless you felt the satisfaction, Lou. You know what I mean?
Lou.
Oh yeah, love that warm patch.
Thank you, Lou. Damon is in Budgieway. Good morning, Damo.
Hey, how are we?
Yeah, good, we're Damo. Fantastic. We're all grossed out by Ducko.
Damo strikes me as a peer. You pee in the pool?
I am a massive doo-ya.
It's my guy. Tell him how good it is.
I'm not going to get out of the toilet. I'm not going to get out of the water, go to the toilet when I'm relaxing. I'm going to pee in the pool.
That's it, my man.
Damon, again, I'll ask you the question. Do you tell your friends you're doing it?
No way. I'm a silent attacker.
There is something
That's
to be ashamed
way to do
of.
I love you, Damo. We should hang out in the pool together. All right.
Yeah, I think we should, eh?
Hey, we're split.
That'll be quite a pull. All right, we're split here. Before we get to the result, I just want to read out that there was a test done in the States where they tested a public pool. Now, the public pool was 220,000 gallons. They found 19.8 gallons of urine.
I'm telling you,
public pool.
Even people who are turning their prudish, disgusted nose up at right now, they've do it or have done it.
Oh, my God.
So we are split. We go to Morpeth. We go to Nikki. Do you, don't you, we in the pool, Nikki?
It's a do-ya.
Yes!
Nah.
Yeah, family of pigs with me.
I am calling it. Gilly, what did producer Snooze say she does?
She skews it to what she likes.
She pees in the pool, so she stacks the callers. I am calling an investigation. corruption. Oh, Nikki. This is corruption at its finest.
Tell them how good it is, Nikki. Preach to them.
Oh, no, it's really good. But also, chlorine kills everything, and you can make a bum out of it. So, you know, it's going to kill everything.
Okay, let's gloss over that last bit there, Nikki. I don't want to.
The chlorine bomb,
yeah, it's not.
That's what she's saying. It kills everything. So it's so.
It kills everything.
No. Let's not talk about saltwater pools.
No.
Nikki, we're giving you. I'm going to give you some Magic Mike Last Dance tickets for your girls' night out. We'll see you there.
Yes! Thank you! Thank you!
Big shout out to everyone who got involved. There you go. I actually feel so much better.
Gross.
This is one of those ones where I thought I might have to move towns after this.
You're never invited to a pool party.
Well, now it's going to be awkward for me when I do go to pools because our mutual friends will be like, you're the pool peer.
You're the pool peer.
So I may as well stand on and piss in it.
Keep talking about what's trending now. Big news out of the streaming world, boys. Obviously, one of the giants in that arena, Netflix, is set to introduce anti-password sharing methods. So this means once every 31 days, your device must log in on your home Wi-Fi network or the account will be blocked. So in simple language, if I am the account holder and I have it obviously at my home, but I've given my password to Ducko, in 31 days, your TV is going to be like, hey, log into the Wi-Fi. And you can't obviously do it because it's connected to my home Wi-Fi. So it's going to obviously stop the password sharing element.
That's annoying.
Friends, families. It's been met with a bit of criticism, as you can imagine.
What if I'm traveling the world?
Yeah, some people have said, has Netflix heard of people traveling? Have they heard of long-distance relationships? Have they heard about kids living away from home for school and such like that? Mm. And someone said, has Netflix heard of poor people?
Yeah.
Do you know if we're trying to help?
You could share your account with a few users anyway.
Yeah, so apparently this is a trial happening in Latin America. So that's still going on in Latin America, and the rules were uploaded to Netflix's website by mistake, and they've since been deleted. But everyone's like, well, clearly it's coming.
Yeah, clearly it's
coming. If you're trialing it, it's working in terms of a business model.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've accidentally uploaded it for the rest of the world. So not sure how it's going to affect Aussies, you know, in the very near future, but it looks like it's on its way.
Because we know Netflix is hemorrhaging money. Mm-hmm. They're making lots of cuts and stuff. They're the OG streaming service, but they seem to be struggling the most because they have said and always will say, we release all the shows in full, in one hit. We don't do the week by week.
Yeah, like where you said, we're seeing that much more on Stan now, aren't we? It's like Friday night.
Binge, Prime, Stan, week by week, which is can be annoying, but probably smarter financially.
Yeah, and Netflix as well seems to be doing a lot of things to annoy a lot of people while not putting out content compelling enough
to justify it.
I'll put up with this.
What do you mean? They had Emily in Paris.
Come on, dog!
But you're right, I binged that in one night and then I didn't go back to Netflix, so, you know.
All right, let's talk some cash, everybody. The $5 note. So, obviously, Liz passed away, sadly. She will no longer be on the $5 note over the next couple of years. Everyone's saying, well, King Charles, who is still going to be on all of the coins, he's going to transition, is not going to be on the $5 note, the Reserve Bank of Australia has announced. So, Peter Dutton has come out, the opposition leader, saying this is attack on society and woke nonsense.
Shut up, Dutton.
The Dut.
Because the RBA said instead it's going to honour the culture and history of the first Australians on the $5 bill, which is wonderful.
Totally amazing, but this is definitely the RBA just dodging the fact that they're putting up all the interest rates so much. Like, I reckon half of their meeting was like, who should we put on? What should we do? Nah, let's not put Charles on it. What are the interest rates? Nah, they're going to go up six more times.
Do you reckon it's a shiny, thing?
100%.
Yeah. So apparently it's going to take years to be designed and printed. It's going to be under consultation with elders of the nation's elders. And in the meantime, we can use the old $5 notes.
It'd still be accepted.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, as I said, he's still going to be on the coins. Did you know that since 1992, where the like plastic notes came out, we've had five different $5 notes?
Yeah, I did know that. I did.
I did not. I guess I grew up with Liz on the note.
Yeah, well, even Liz was updated. You know, they put the wattles around her in 2016.
Poor Charles.
You'll remember. Of a wattle. Yes.
Poor Charles. He's having a tough time.
Ah, Chuck. Has anyone told Chuck?
His family split apart. And he goes, he wakes up in the morning, has his boiled eggs or his egg soldiers, and he goes, at least I still have Australia. And the $5 note, I've lost it. I'm on the coins.
You reckon he's eating egg soldiers with Recky?
Yes.
You reckon Chuck's having
and someone's cutting, and he's like, it burnt my finger.
Do you reckon Camilla comes and taps the top of it?
Absolutely.
He'd do something weird, though. He'd, like, dip it in porridge or, like, he'd have some quirk.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd dribble.
That's your weekend to Simon Gilley. How does Chuck like his breakfast? Thank you so much. Report back.
Thanks so much.
Shall do.
I have seen probably the wildest admission I've ever seen on the internet, boys. And it is a place a lot of people go to get stuff off their chest. Mm-hmm. We do live in an era of, I just want to go viral, doesn't matter how.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this woman was thinking when she shared this story. It's been viewed 9 million times online. has upwards of 20,000 comments. But this is the extent of the story. I grew up in a very sentimental family. So the first time I trimmed my pubes, I collected all the hairs, put them in a ring box, and gave it to my mum.
No, you didn't.
So she could remember me becoming a woman. And she said, oh no, baby, that's disgusting. And I am just here for the admission of the 20,000 comments. It would appear 10,000 of those are, the FBI could not have tortured this story out of me. I would have taken this to my grave. Yeah. Why are you telling the internet this? And yet a lot of other people are saying, hey, I once asked my mum to help me trim them because I was scared of scissors and cutting myself. And we did. And then we hugged and it was a real bonding moment.
We hugged.
For me and my mum.
The mum rises up from cutting, looks at her in the eyes, and they just embrace.
Let me pull my pants up first and then we'll have a little cuddle.
A real coming of age when you have a teenage daughter, I guess, for some people.
Yeah.
And other people are saying, yeah, I would have taken this to the grave, sis. I don't know why. Her name's Rachel. That's all we know about her. She wanted to tell the internet about that wonderful bonding.
That's pretty funny. Did you give them in a jar? Like a ring box.
What is a ring box? Like a box for rings?
I'm assuming like when you propose and you have a ring.
Yes.
A ring box. That's what I'm assuming. A small jewelry box.
Did she do the reveal? Because the great thing about those boxes is how the lid snaps open. Mum, I have a gift for you. Look.
Yes.
What is that? The mum's just like rifling through it, being like, what's in here?
Are these packing peanuts? Is this some sort of protection for something underneath? I just love the premise of, I grew up in a sentimental family. So obviously the mum has kept maybe first teeth, the first locket of head of hair when you get a haircut. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We've had a member of the Hit family, Three Ball Paul, tell us that he kept his son's foreskin.
Foreskin.
When he was circumcised.
When our twins turn 18, they'll get their umbilical cord back.
Really?
You know?
Is that their gift?
Yeah.
A lot of 18-year-olds get a car money towards a holiday.
Every family's different.
And if I know 18-year-olds, they'll love that gift.
Yeah,
they're like, thanks so much, Dad.
Are you going to put it in a ring box and present it to them?
It's in a specimen jar at the moment, but maybe, it's quite hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, a dried out twiggy stick. Yeah.
Great.
So you could poke that into the little ring, little slot.
Perfect. Sit it upright.
Yeah.
A lot of 18-year-olds do speeches at their parties. Maybe mum and dad will get a run.
That's great.
Would you choose that moment in front of their friends?
And then you could do the live footage of the birth, that you filmed as well. So this is him coming. This is Otis coming out.
There he is.
And here's the umbilical cord.
Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three, celebrating the low points of the week on the show.
Hey, Jess. I'm about to eat you.
Yeah.
Why? Why'd it go there? Number
three. The Hit family was on fire this week, starting with Donna from Windale, who I think slightly scared the team with her 2020 threesome party costume.
What iconic trio do you want to come dressed as?
We're coming as a wicked stepmother and a wicked stepsister.
Any specific ones or just a wicked stepmother?
Well, I'm going to be the wicked stepmother and the other two are the wicked stepsisters.
Fantastic.
We're all wicked together.
This is so good, Donna.
Why are you wicked, Donna? What do you do to be wicked?
Oh, a lot of things, Ducko.
Donna's gonna be spanking people.
But Christy really took the show by the horns with her claim about her knee.
What have you got, Christy?
I can turn my knee into a butthole.
I mean, what was that sentence? What is that? We all know what that means.
Really
like,
clear.
Oh, yeah, the old knee butthole, eh? That is classic.
Let's get it nice and clear. One more time, Christy, want it really nice and clear.
I've got a scar on my knee, and when I stand it straight and squeeze the skin together, it looks like a butthole. This was my teenage party trick.
Hey, guys.
Form a line, boys.
Form a line, boys. You want to see a butthole? Okay. On my knee.
Number two. Nick and Jess were thinking Ducko should start an advice segment where people can call in and ask for some guidance. That seems like a reasonable idea. That is, until you hear the advice he was giving out this week.
Need your advice, Ducko. What tree should I be planting on my fence line?
I'd go with fake trees. Because you know what? You don't need to water them.
You know, I love this.
Mums and dads, if your kid has no talent, it gets to a point where you've got to tell them. Pick up your dog poo. Don't let the kids beat the meat. Number
one. A charity for birds was banned from Twitter last week. And you might think, why would a charity get banned? And then you hear the kinds of species of bird they tweeted about and realise the issue.
They've really been trying to raise some money for the woodcock, the fluffy-backed tit babbler.
You can't be asking for donations from a woodcock.
It's not its fault, his name's woodcock.
The boobies we've mentioned before.
Boobies are out it's and about, just, guys. Yeah. Quickly get your binoculars. Yes, shotgun the boobs.
Yeah. Guys, seen a lot of boobies in my garden.
I've seen a lot of boobies in my bush.
Do you think if they actually did see a real boob in the wild, like an actual boob, not a bird boob?
Like a breast boob? Like
the dick sizzle and the penduline tit.
What was that first one?
The dick sizzle. The somber tit. The rough-faced shag.
Which X was this? Fluffy back.
Imagine getting a tit babbler and a dick tyrant.
There's the European shag.
That's what you call a dick tyrant.
The dick sizzle. The bush tyrant. Yeah.
The fluffy back tit babbler.
You'd be the red-rumped dick sizzle.
And that's it for Nick, Jess and Ducko's bottom three.
The fluffy backed tit babbler.